Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. This is the second episode in a series of podcasts I'm making in response to a request from a listener from Iran who asked for some vocabulary for IELTS. In this series, I'm looking at the academic word list, which was compiled by a researcher from Australia called Averill Coxhead. This is a list of the most useful academic language for the IELTS exam. The full list includes 570 headwords and lots more items in the word families. So, for example, as well as the headword available, there are the related words availability and unavailable. Some of the word families have a lot more members. So I can't go through the whole list, as this podcast would be way too long. Fortunately, the list is split into 10 sublists, and they're arranged from 1 to 10 according to the frequency that the words are useful. So the first sublist has 60 word families, and these are the most useful words for students who take an IELTS exam. I can manage 60 word families, but even these will need to be spread over a series of podcasts. This is the second episode in this series. All of the headwords today are B1, but some of the items in the word families are B2 and C1 and C2. In this episode, I'm going to focus on the following headwords: create, environment, individual, involve, issue, and method. To present these headwords and the other items in their families, I'm going to start by testing you. I have found examples of language from news stories that use these words. I've removed the word from the example, and I want you to try to guess what the missing word is. Remember, it's going to be one of the headwords: create, environment, individual, involve, issue, or method. After you've tried to work out what word is missing, I'll talk about the headword and the word family, and then at the end, I'll test you again. Now it's time for the first word. Listen to this extract from a news website and try to fill in the gap. AI has the potential to increase productivity and new job opportunities. AI has the potential to increase productivity and new job opportunities. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is create. AI has the potential to increase productivity and create new job opportunities. To create means to make something new, something that has never existed before. Writers create characters. Inventors create new machines. Chefs create new meals and menus. The noun form creation is used for the object that a person, a creator, creates. One common use is the phrase to create a good impression. An impression is the judgment a person makes when they meet someone for the first time. So, on your first day at a new job, you'll want to create a good impression. You'll want to act so your new colleagues have a positive idea about you from the first time you meet them. As well as the verb create, the adjective creative is on the sublist. If someone is creative, they will have original ideas and be able to approach problems in original and unusual ways. They may also enjoy producing artwork or writing. The last of the words in the create family is to recreate, which means to make something exist or happen in the same way that it happened in the past or exists somewhere else. There is a trend for people to recreate old photographs. There are loads of examples online of families and old friends who took a photo 20 or more years ago, often when they were children, and have recreated the scene now. There's a fantastic Instagram person called Celeste Barber. I'm not sure what the correct term is. A content creator on Instagram who recreates posts by fashion models. They're very funny. Okay, let's move on to the next headword. Listen to this. For many years, a front runner in its tobacco control efforts, Canada is to take the further step of labelling cigarettes with health warnings. For many years, a front runner in its tobacco control efforts, Canada is to take the further step of labelling cigarettes with health warnings. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is individual. For many years, a front runner in its tobacco control efforts, Canada is to take the further step of labelling individual cigarettes with health warnings. Individual, in the example, is an adjective that means single or existing separately apart from the group. So the example was about cigarettes in a pack. In a pack of 20 cigarettes, there are 20 individual cigarettes, and the Canadian government is going to put health warnings on the individual cigarettes as well as the pack. The adverb form, individually, means separately or one at a time. So a teacher might ask to speak to their learners individually, meaning they'll speak to each student on their own. Individual is also commonly a noun. It means a single thing in the context of a group. So a class may be comprised of 30 individuals. It's often used as a synonym for person. You might hear people say that they like spending time with creative individuals, or that every individual deserves to be treated equally. There is another meaning of individual that is quite common, though I'm not sure it really means much. If a person is described as an individual, they are unusual and behave according to their own ideas. Often teenagers like to think of themselves as individuals. They don't want to just follow the trends and copy what everyone else does. They want to express their own ideas, their own individuality. That is, the things that make them different from everyone else. However, there's a great book by Hermann Hesse called Steppenwolf that dismantles the notion of an individual, or at least argues that in an attempt to be different, an individual is just as dependent on the trends and fashions that they avoid as the followers. This is not the place for that discussion, but it's a great book that I wish I'd read when I was 15. The adjective individualized is sometimes used to describe a program, perhaps a learning plan or an exercise plan that has been designed around the needs of a specific person, around the needs of an individual. Time for the next headword. Listen to this. A new quick testing for COVID-19 has been developed by scientists at New York University. A new quick testing for COVID-19 has been developed by scientists at New York University. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is method. A new quick testing method for COVID-19 has been developed by scientists at New York University. The noun method means a way of doing something. I think the most common use is in the phrase methods of transport. Travelling by different types of vehicle or on foot are different methods of transport. We also talk about the scientific method, which is the way scientific principles are discovered through observation, hypothesis, experimentation, etc. As I am an English teacher, I've learned about different teaching methods, that is, ways to teach. In universities, it's also common to talk about methodologies. So a methodology is the reasons and theories behind your choice of method. Most commonly, I think people talk about different types of data. Some studies are based on quantitative data and some on qualitative data. If you're doing research, you need to justify what sort of data you're going to collect, and that justification will form your methodology. How you actually collect the data, whether you use questionnaires or interviews or other ways, are your methods. You can also use the adjective methodological to describe your ideas and the things you're thinking about regarding your methodology. One last item in the word family is methodical. Methodical describes the way that someone does something. It means they complete their task in a very organized, careful way. So, my oldest son is very good at building Lego models because he organizes his Lego bricks first and approaches the task in a methodical way. Whereas my younger son tends to open all the bags and get building right away and gets bored too quickly.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for the next headword. Listen to this. In today's fast-paced and demanding work, stress has become a prevalent issue that affects both employees and organizations. In today's fast-paced and demanding work, stress has become a prevalent issue that affects both employees and organizations. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is environment. In today's fast-paced and demanding work environment, stress has become a prevalent issue that affects both employees and organizations. The word environment is interesting because it has two very distinct or very individual meanings. The most common meaning is the air and land and rivers, lakes and the sea, the natural world that we all live in. Factories that create lots of toxic waste are bad for the environment. We all need to work to reduce the negative impact that our lifestyles have on the environment. We also use the noun environmentalist to describe people or individuals who have a special interest in the environment and who work or campaign to protect the environment. Greta Thunberg is one of the most famous environmentalists. The second meaning of the noun environment is the conditions you live and work in. So, where you work is your working environment. I once worked in a school in Indonesia, and one of the teachers there was quite mean and said rude things about Indonesia and Jakarta. In the end, he was sacked for creating a negative working environment. You might also talk about someone's home life and say they have a loving and supportive home environment. The adjective environmental can be used to talk about both meanings of environment. Often, environmental problems will mean problems for the natural world, but the adjective is sometimes used in the other way, most commonly in the phrase environmental health. This is part of public health that's concerned about the impact of people's working and home environments, especially things like air quality and the problems people have that are caused by their working conditions. Time for the next headword. Listen to this. Demonstrators descended on Meta's London office on Friday to protest at the alleged censorship of women's health on Facebook. Demonstrators descended on Meta's London office on Friday to protest at the alleged censorship of women's health on Facebook. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is issue. Demonstrators descended on Meta's London office on Friday to protest at the alleged censorship of women's health issues on Facebook. Normally, an issue is a problem or a subject that people are talking about. If you're at a meeting the different topics you talk about are different issues. At the end of the meeting, you might conclude by saying, "We've covered a wide range of issues in this meeting." A lot of issues are problems. Someone might suffer from health issues or emotional issues or confidence issues. When I searched for the word, I got loads of lists of problems like homelessness and drug abuse, as well as environmental issues like deforestation and the destruction of the natural world. The word issue can also be used as a verb. This means to produce or provide something in an official way. So, in the UK, the DVLA, or Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, issues driving licenses. Sometimes, official organisations issue statements. The government regularly issues statements on its policies and updates on its programmes. From this, we also get the noun issue, which means an example of a magazine or newspaper. So, someone might ask you if you've read the latest issue of a newspaper. Time for the last headword for today. Listen to this. A recent study has found the majority of all fatal collisions in the UK, young male drivers. A recent study has found the majority of all fatal collisions in the UK, young male drivers. Do you know what word is missing? The answer is involve. A recent study has found the majority of all fatal collisions in the UK involve young male drivers. The word involve comes from Latin and originally meant something like rolled in or folded in. So when something is involved in a situation, it's rolled into or entangled in the situation. Today, involved means to be part of something, so you can get involved in groups and campaigns. My dad is involved in a number of philosophy groups. I have a friend who is heavily involved in the environmental protest group Extinction Rebellion. If a person is involved in an accident, then they are affected by it. My other website is designed around speaking practice because I believe methods for learning a language are most effective when they involve lots of speaking practice. The noun form, involvement, is used to talk about a person's connection with a group or campaign. You might hear a politician insist that they had very little involvement with a failed policy or programme. Okay, those are the second six keywords from the first sublist of the academic word list. I am planning to complete the full sublist, so if you're going to take an IELTS test, look out for future episodes of the Learn English Vocabulary podcast. Before I finish, I'm going to quiz you once again. I have another six extracts from news stories that I've found online. Again, I have removed the words from the academic word list, and I want you to try to fill in the gaps. If you want to know the answers, check out the activity on the page for this podcast on the Learn English Vocabulary website. There's a link in the description of this podcast. You'll also be able to find the transcript so you can read the text from this episode. What are the missing words? Number one. New research suggests that one species of rock ants search their environment in a way. Number two. 999 calls are continuing after a technical fault caused problems with location services, BT has said. Number three. Calderdale Council is looking for a specialist developer to partner it on ambitious plans to develop a major business park in Calderdale that could 1,300 new jobs. Number 4. Data from the Active Adversary Report reveals that almost three quarters of the cybersecurity incidents it responded to in 2022 ransomware. Number 5. Avian flu was detected in two taking part in the testing program. Number 6. A teenage from Ullapool has been named as one of Scotland's young unsung heroes. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. As always, I love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. Thank you also to those of you that have left me a tip or bought me a coffee. I really appreciate it. If you're interested in joining my beta conversation course, please do get in touch, or if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.